Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Raptors Over Everything podcast. Rate, review, subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. And on YouTube, like, subscribe there as well. Justice Winslow is here. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well. Tell me something. How did the whole Raptors organization approach you? How did that come about?
Well, they approached my agent with CAA, Austin Brown, and they kind of just, you know, said there was interest. But honestly, you know, that might have been on a Tuesday, and things started, you know, kind of moving quickly. And I think by like Thursday, I was, you know, signed and flying out. So, you know, just having, you know, a good agency behind me and a good agent, I think really helped. And, you know, that's kind of how I got going.
You know Darko?
Yes.
Is that why you sent out that tweet, Darko?
Yeah, that was why.
Was that before it actually happened?
I think that was as it was happening. I don't think it was public yet, but yeah. I think that's when, like, I knew, like, the flight was being booked, and I knew I was coming. But Darko has always been the king of the guards, even since our days in Memphis, so I like Darko.
How'd you say that? Darko?
Darko.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
I don't have that dialect. I can't do that.
Yeah, there's the Spanish in me.
What were the Raptors organization, Darko and company, what were they saying about, I guess, expectations, what your role would be, and what they're hoping to see from you?
Obviously, just get healthy. You know, I think I fit the mold of what Masai is trying to be building here, with, you know, the versatile wings, kind of do it all, switch 1-5, 1-4. So I think offense and defensively, just the versatility there. I think that's, you know, an easy fit, just knowing how I play and, you know, how I've been able to be productive in the league. Just also, you know, an extra ball handler out there to make plays and facilitate for other guys.
Sure thing. And how is your ankle feeling? How are things going with
it? Oh, it feels great. You know, we're starting to ramp it up now with some contact and some playing. It's been a long process, and, you know, no one feels the need to rush now. Yeah. So we're not taking it easy, taking it slow, but we're starting to ramp up, but just, you know, in a smart, you know, cautious, kind of smart way.
Return to play, is there any, like, timetable, or is that still?
Hopefully in December.
December?
December is the goal, whether early, mid, or yeah, late, just somewhere in there.
Gotcha. Ankle injuries suck.
Yes, they do.
It's the reason why I didn't make the NBA.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. No, it was because I was too slow on athletic, but my jumper is actually quite nice.
There you go. That's all you need.
Just don't contest it, because then I get a little stage fright, but after that, we're good to go. Can you tell me about your charity that you have with your mom?
Yeah, Robin's House Family Foundation, named after my mom, Robin. You know, kind of more so based in Houston, but just also the different places I played, we've held different events. You know, our biggest two is probably our basketball clinic in Houston, and then we do a talent show around Christmas time, a showcase. So those are kind of the two big events. And outside of that, you know, we do food drives. We'll do different initiatives around the holidays, whether it's, you know, getting families in need food and presents. So, yeah.
Nice.
Also some, my mom would love me to mention this, it's just some like young women empowerment kind of programs, teaching them about confidence.
Good.
Creating vision boards. So, you know, I try to look out for, you know, the guys and the men, but also the ladies as well.
How many people are allowed to call you Boo Boo Bear?
Unlimited.
Unlimited?
Unlimited people.
I saw a clip of Yusuf Nurkic talking to you, and he's giving you that nickname. So I was wondering, is it full reign, or is anyone here?
No one here has adopted it, but I don't even think Yusuf knows my real name anymore. It's just Boo Boo Bear.
Going back to the charity, because it is such an important cause, and obviously you're helping men and women. How did it come about? Was it something that you paired with your mom, and how did it happen?
I think just growing up, my family and the community I kind of was raised in has always emphasized giving back to those in need, and being selfless. So as I continued my basketball journey and my platform continued to expand, my family and I just, we thought it was important just to build on that and really to execute. So I've been blessed and fortunate with a lot, and we all know the saying, you know, too much is given, much is expected. So for me, it's just about, you know, leaving that legacy behind of, you know, not only was I a good player, but I was a good human, a selfless human, and, you know, I cared for others. So it was pretty easy. It wasn't like we came up with this grand idea. I think it was pretty effortless. You know, we wanted to give back, and that was kind of the platform we chose.
Did you work out for the Raptors in 2015?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Nothing like that? Okay.
No.
What was unique about Darko's coaching back when you were with Memphis, right? That's when you met him?
Yeah, I think for me with Darko, it was his energy. You know, Coach Jenkins has great energy as well, but, you know, there's days in practice where the assistants are, you know, more hands-on and the head coaches are kind of just overseeing everything. But Darko just has great energy. You know, he would get down the stands, he would do the drill, you know, this little short guy. And it just, it really, you know, captured the attention of the group as a whole. So that's something that, you know, I really remember vividly about my experience in Memphis.
He definitely does look like Hopper from Stranger Things, by the way.
Jenkins?
I see it.
Yeah, you see it, right?
Yeah, I definitely see it. Yeah. Is he as heroic, though? I don't know.
I don't doubt Jenkins. he's done a lot in his short, you know, tenure as a head coach, so I don't doubt him.
Yeah. What does NASA mean to you? Because that's the old, it's right there. I had no idea you had a tattoo of it. Because I think it's an important life lesson for everyone.
Yeah.
And I think it's cool that you have that and you live by it.
Yeah, so just being from Houston, obviously that's one of the NASA headquarters. And I had a friend who passed away while I was at Duke, but he kind of created this slogan in high school for NASA, an acronym, and it stood for Never Abandon Self-Ambition.
Mm-hmm.
And it just really stuck with me. You know, obviously I have the tattoo, the spaceship with NASA on it, but just life, whether basketball or off the court, just, you know, adversity comes. But if it pertains to basketball, you know, injuries or getting knocked out the playoffs or not making the playoffs, but just never abandoning that self-ambition, always holding on to those dreams and, you know, striving to execute on them.
That's so important, too. Like, for anyone, even basketball or just life,
yeah,
that if you wake up motivated, excited, you're going to have better ambition, better goals, and you're probably going to be able to pursue more, and it's just going to lead to bigger and better things.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in the energy, you know, of life and how you carry yourself on a daily basis and being positive and just having that, I don't want to say spunk, but like that
but
charisma.
But that's kind of true, though,
yeah,
right? Like, you wake up with an excitement, and as you mentioned, Darko, his energy about him, then you're not the first person to say that, so I'm starting to believe it's actually a thing.
Yeah.
That he has that energy about him.
Yeah, he has. I don't want to say it's not Napoleon, it's not like the short guy trying to be loud type of thing, but it's a confidence, it's a sturdiness, a stability, but also just the charisma.
Yeah.
He's passionate for the game, and, you know, coming from Serbia, like, that's basketball country there.
Sure. Do you know the difference between a hooper and a basketball player?
Yes.
What would you say is the difference? And do you think you're a hooper or a basketball player? I have an answer myself, but I want to hear what you say.
I think I'm both, but I think I would actually, to break them up, a hooper, I think, is someone that just, you can put them in any type of setting, and I think they can be effective. More so scoring, I think, is the big thing for a hooper. But I think a basketball player is someone that, you know, you can put them in any league. And they can understand the X's and O's. They can understand the defensive rotations. So I think it's a bit of a more of an IQ with the basketball player that kind of separates it from a hooper. But I think I'm a hooper, too.
Yeah, you're a hooper. It sounds better, too.
Yeah.
Right? Hooper versus basketball player?
Hooper. I could do both, I think.
Yeah, and that's important with your versatility.
Yeah.
You can facilitate. You can play make. You can rebound. When it comes to guarding fives, because you're obviously defensively, you're very versatile. And actually, on your basketball reference page, it's hilarious that you're a shooting guard, forward, and power forward. You're all that.
I think shooting guard is actually like the one position I probably like wouldn't list myself as.
No. Why is that?
Like in high school more so, and in college a little bit. Like, I'm not like a shoot first or just lock, like I'm just gonna get them up. That's not really my playing style. So, like, you know, that's more so what a two guard is supposed to do, like get them up, shoot. Mm-hmm. You know, I would probably, I like to say point guard, big guard is what I would call myself, a big guard.
Yeah. I like that too. And we've seen it throughout your career so far that there is like a playmaking chops, but also there's an aggression and like an enthusiasm and energy when you're guarding on defense. And I don't know, situations in your career where you've had to guard a center. What is your...
Game 6, game 7 of my rookie year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
Against who?
Toronto. Second round. I actually got a DMP game 3. Game 4, game 5 I played. And then game 6, game 7, I started at the 5 against Toronto.
That was against JV, right?
JV got hurt and Hassan Whiteside got hurt. So it was like me versus Biombo.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
That's tough.
Yeah, I got him paid. Go look at how much he got paid. That. No, seriously, I got it. Like, I didn't get him paid, but he averaged like 14 and 12 in a playoff series. Like, you're going to get a lot of money after that.
You know, side note, it's kind of an ongoing thing here that Kyle Lowry gets people paid, especially bigs, like Serge Ibaka, Bismack Biyombo.
Yeah.
So you obviously contributed, but Kyle Lowry, anyone watching would probably say, yeah, but what about Kyle Lowry?
Kyle Lowry hit a crazy half-court heave on me that series, too, to send it to overtime. Yeah. We should have went back to Miami up 2-0.
Yeah.
We went back with a split, but it was a crazy – it was beyond half-court. He made it as the fourth quarter expired.
Yeah. You guys won that game, though, where you made that heave.
We did?
Yeah, you did. You won that one.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure. Maybe.
Well, I just know. I have a feeling in my heart that like we should have went back 2-0. So we probably, maybe we did win that one, but I just know that we should have went home 2-0.
You've had like quite the journey in your career now, and you're here now with the Toronto Raptors. And I mean, I mentioned it earlier with you, but like, what are the keys for you to transfer this into a full-time NBA contract?
Honestly, just stay healthy. I've shown like. When I'm healthy, when I obviously staying healthy, your minutes will increase and my productivity will increase. That's really the main thing, just staying healthy, enjoying my teammates, having fun. I put in the work, you know. I don't really emphasize the basketball part of it too much. You know, I put in the work. I stay late. I come early. I take care of my body. You know, so at this point, it's just staying healthy and the rest will take care of itself.
I've been told you are always. You know, staying late after practice, doing shooting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Have you tried the Noah shooting board at the Raptors?
Yeah, I don't believe in it though.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. Okay, so you.
I mean,
don't.
It is what it is. It's a cool system. Obviously, it's beneficial. You know, it can show you trends and that sort of thing. But I haven't been able to get a perfect swish yet by it.
Okay.
I've been like 1 degree off of my arc, so that's why I say I don't believe in it.
Yeah, and I don't blame you because like I've heard both opinions. Dylan Brooks during the offseason with Team Canada, he said he found like a number that really worked with his arc, and he's like every time he shoots, he's thinking about that number. So it's, and I was just curious what your stance was on it. There's no right or wrong.
It's an expensive basketball machine.
It's a nice board, though. They always got messages
good.
On the board.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah. So with your Toronto relationship, in terms of being in the city, how much did you know about it coming here?
A decent amount, just, you know, being on away teams and coming here and playing here. You never stay too long. And outside of that, I haven't spent much time here. But I actually have a few good family friends that live here.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been able to connect with them and hang out with them and explore the city a little bit. So, you know, I understood that it was a diverse city. I hope this is taken the right way, but a lot of brown people, you know, a lot of diversity and a lot of that. So, it's been a good time just, you know, obviously with the team, getting acclimated, but also getting acclimated to the city.
Anything I can help you with? Anything you're curious about? Because I've been here for a long time.
Just really restaurants.
Restaurants?
Food, yeah.
Ooh, we see. We're in a different price bracket. That could be a problem. I want to
eat your price bracket.
Yeah? Okay, well, you should go to...
I like Soto.
Yeah, Soto. Yeah, you should go to Kensington Market.
I went there, and I got some good Jamaican Rasta pasta.
Yeah.
Got some good vintage leather jackets as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm exploring.
Nice.
I'm a wanderer.
Good. You should do that on Queen Street. Island Foods on Queen Street West. It's some of the best roti that you're going to find in the city.
Is that Little Sisters and Chubbies on Queen Street, or is that Dundas, or is that King?
Yeah, so it's kind of everywhere. So it's Queen Street West. You know where Trinity Bellwoods is?
No, I don't know that one.
No, okay.
Yet.
So it's like probably our version of Central Park, although it's not nearly as big, but it's like the comparable. It's along there. It's got some great food around there.
I like Yorkville. A little pricey.
Yeah.
A little pricey, but it's some good eats.
Get a latte there every once in a while. It costs me $8. It's quarterly. I don't go there too often. So you rap.
Make music. Make art.
You make art.
Serge Ibaka, I do
art. Yes, good job. You're making all kinds of fans with this thing.
That's what I do.
Yeah. Do you have like an actual song out?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where can people find it?
It's unreleased. I think I released one on SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the name, but my artist name is Mojo. Okay. Mr. Orange Juice Orange.
Mr. Orange Juice Ojo. Okay, yeah.
Mojo.
Nice.
I made some songs on our last road trip, actually, in New York.
No kidding.
Yeah, fire.
what's your, for lack of a better term, like your identity as an artist? Do you have a comparable? I know you love Travis Scott.
Oh, yeah.
Travis Scott's your jam?
I have a lot of influence from Trav and kind of the auto-tune. I don't do so much auto-tune, but just kind of the deep voice, Houston, Chopped and Screw stuff. My favorite artist of all time is Mac Miller. So I think rest in peace for sure. Yeah. I'm trying to not become less rappy, but, you know, venture more into, you know, find my vocal cords a little bit more.
There you go. You know?
I'm trying to be more melodic, I would say.
Nice.
Yeah.
On a different, very different note, 2 minutes? Cool. So 450 players are in the NBA.
Yeah.
Right? What have you learned are the keys to staying in the NBA? Because there are so many people that make it, they get drafted, and that's great, but staying here is proven to be even harder. So what are the keys for any young player watching?
Best ability is availability, so staying healthy. Just getting 1% better every day. And I would also say just your attention to detail and your ability to adjust and adapt on the fly.
Details in terms of what? Like offensively, defensively, schemes, things of that nature?
Man, I learned so much from Coach Spo in my time in Miami, and I didn't apply it immediately. But looking back, I think a big thing is just how you do anything is how you do everything. How you make your bed is probably how you're going to make your rotations on defense. Like, all that stuff is connected.
I saw a quote about that, and he was referring to LeBron James. Like, his locker was always immaculate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's something that you've picked up on now.
Yeah, just how you do anything is how you do everything. If you know, your house is a mess, your locker room is a mess, mm-hmm. your thoughts are probably a mess. So just trying to apply that to everything.
Gotcha. I've heard players say that, you know, they ended up accepting a role with the team because they want to do what's best for the team. But then it's like that becomes their identity. Even though they can do more, they're told that this is what you're doing. And then even if, you know, free agency, a trade happens, now that's what you are with that. Like, that's your skill set, even though you're capable of more.
It's a tricky balance, but I would say the easier thing would be to buy into that role and expand off it versus fighting it.
Yeah.
You know, fighting it just is going to create tension. You know, if not with your teammates, then with the coaching staff, the people that are putting you in the game. So I say become a star in your role and just continue to expand off that. You never want to see people get injured, but it's the name of the beast.
Yeah.
Guys go down and you have a chance to expand your role, or someone fouls out, you have a chance to expand your role. Shot clock's going down, you might have some opportunities there. So mm-hmm. I say just be a star in your role and expand off that.
For sure. Last question, and people have been very excited that you're here because they believe in your game and they see how you're an instant fit with this squad. But they're asking questions about your comfort with your jump shot, mm-hmm. with your shooting. Where are you with that? Because even over the past few seasons now, some of them have been fragmented because of the injuries, but there have been moments where you've shot really, really well from three,
yeah.
right? But then it's like a little bit inconsistent, which is understandable because of, you know, injuries. But where are you with your comfort there, your catch and shoot, and how important is that going to be to carving out a role with the Toronto Raptors?
I'm very comfortable. You know, at this point, I just let it fly. I live with the results. I put too much work in not to shoot it. But I'm very confident. I think I could shoot with the best of them. But that's just, you know, my mentality, and hopefully the results implement that. But yeah, it's just something that's going to I think the other things are going to be why I get on the floor. And, you know, you add the shooting on top of that, you know, that's just going to help me take it to another level. But I'm so much more than, you know, a shooter or a scorer. So many other aspects to my game, but that's something I'm actually very confident in right now.
That's awesome, because the question comes up because Raptors franchise of late shooting has been a bit of a problem with the squad. So I'm excited.
I mean,
I shot,
I think 38 on low attempts. I think it was like under 2 attempts.
Tell them.
But I mean, it's harder to do that on low attempts, I feel like, than high attempts. High attempts, you can just got to make 4 out of 10.
There you go. And
low
38%.
Attempts, you got to make.
38%, that was in what year with the?
Maybe 18, 19.
Yeah, right, and that was your highest volume, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably around there. I think probably in the twos, maybe the highest. Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been really fun, man. It's been so nice to get to know you and to meet you, I guess.
Yeah.
More than anything. Love your braids. Your hair is awesome.
Thank you.
I'm so jealous. And your beard's also good, too.
I'm getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I take a lot of pride in this. It's my thing.
There you go.
Yeah. Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Justice Winslow, there he is. Raptors 905. Future Raptor. I see it. See ya.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.